Sforno.
Okay, last week we spoke out the Gavaldiga Sforno. Last week we spoke it out. We're in the middle of Gimel, where I meant to pick up all the Sforim in English. They have them all ready for us. The writer on Peninsula
they have
Boulevard.
In English, right?
Yeah, in English. So whatever I was going to pick them up, but I the guy was in Minchamayrev today, so I'll try another time. Anyway, so last time we spoke out the Sforno, where the idea and the notion was that when you're doing chesed for somebody, you have to walk a mile in their shoes. And you have to really understand where they're coming from. Hence, when you give to a poor person, it's not just to give to the poor person, but to recognize where he's coming from so that you're able to give it to him in a fashion that meets his standards. So now we're in the middle of Gimel. And he began Gimel by discussing the woman as the bias. Right, if you recall from last week, that the woman's the bias, and why is she the bias? Not because of her appearance, but because her primary focus is on the bias. Right? So he tells the following story now in the second paragraph. In Vatalis Chayv Nihu HaBayis Ala Isha. So since the responsibility of the home is on the woman, Asa Hashem is Baruch Shtei L'Isha Tzviya Sa'aratzen, therefore the woman is going to get satisfied by taking care of the house. She's going to get satisfaction. In other words, I walked into a classroom today in yeshiva, and they were discussing happiness. So the kids looked at me and said, "Rebbe, what makes you happy?" And the only answer to that question is one answer to that. Yeah, there's only one answer. What's the answer, Eric?
Six.
Not six. What's the only answer? I said, come on, Viktor Frankl, right? There's only one answer to that. You have to have meaning. Without meaning, there's no simcha. What?
Purpose,
meaning, all that stuff, right? If you don't have meaning in your life, you're a hamster on a spinning wheel, just finishing your day. You're never going to be happy. You have to have meaning. It has to be something of value. Wherever you find meaning, ultimately, hopefully the meaning should come from, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our Avodas Hashem and our family and the important stuff. Our meaning shouldn't come from the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup. But meaning is going to cause you for simcha. And here, what he's spelling out, when the Hammers look at that, what would the Rangers do tonight? Anyway, so but here, what he's pointing out is that the woman, because their primary focus is going to be on the home, therefore, the meaning is going to come from the home. They're going to have meaning by taking care of a home. But the husband says this whole thing is strange. I'm embarrassed, but when I was a kid, I remember I was in high school, I was a senior in high school, and I was laying down in my living room, like this is, and I'm looking up at the curtains, and I noticed that the curtains were the same pattern as the couch. I go, holy cow! It was 6 years earlier that we had redone the house. And I had just made that discovery. So you understand, this is like, women spend time on this and men have no idea it happened. So we said last week, the Gemara in Sota says, you give the men the woman's work and the woman the men's work. And that's about this parach. Because when you're doing something that has no meaning to you, it's very difficult. Like Chazal say. Lachay, therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave women more emotions. Women, the emotions move them more than the brain. They're going to deal with the home. Asher kshurim ba'olam hagashmi, which are tied to the olam hagashmi. Of course, this is referencing the Gemara in somewhere, where the Gemara has a dispute as to whether or not the husband's supposed to listen to his wife. One place it says gachin v'lachish, that you bend down and listen. And another place it says that the husband is supposed to be in charge. And therefore, what is it? When are you gachin v'lachish? So b'milad alma. When it comes to this world and this of that avoda, that's when you listen to the wife. That's when you bend down and listen. But it comes to spiritual matters, that's where the man, quote unquote, is supposed to rule the day. But the woman, she is more in touch with the olam hagashmi and with the home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that in order to give her more meaning in the home, which is going to give her greater simcha. So aderech lagiel olam hagashmi, hu derech hachushim, the way to get to the world of gashmius, of physicality, is through our emotions. Upo, sholet hergesh yoser menasech. And there, the emotions rule more than the mind. L'chol ish yesh harbe regesh l'gab b'nyanim, she'll say, the women love organization. It's a big thing by them, right? Clutter is very bad. Everything has to have a specific place, right? Which is a good thing, because then we can actually find things. When it comes to cleanliness, also when it comes to beauty. A home that is clean and organized and nice, no silisha, tiny nafshi. The woman looks before, she cleans up her home before she goes to work, and then she closes the door or whatever before, and she takes a look back, oh, the schmuck, the house looks proper. There's a certain connection to the home and a certain simchas hachaim that a woman gets. There's a great story in the river, the kettle, the bird, and the other thing. I forget the name of it, but you know the first sefer on Shalom Bayis. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The river, the kettle, the bird. That's it. There's nothing else, right? It's based on the Gemara Brachos. So there, the book tells a story about a family. They were trying to sell their home for many, many years, and they couldn't sell the home. And one day, they had a potential buyer coming to the house, and the husband's so excited and says, "Come on over." And the wife is like, "Nope. What do you mean? Why can't they come? We've been trying to sell." Because they weren't in the home yet, and the house wasn't clean. So she couldn't allow them to come into the home, because that's a reflection on who she was, and therefore, as a reflection on who she was, they didn't let him into the house. It cost a lot of money? No. It was a bad reflection. It's like the story happened this week. There was a guy in yeshiva, and, you know, like a normal guy in yeshiva, he had a torn ACL, right? You get about 4 torn ACLs a year. So the boys, they had an idea that morning, let's go over to the house and learn with the boy. What a great idea. So I said to the Rebbe, you can't go unless you ask the mother first. You have to be sensitive, right? Could you imagine? You don't give them warning. The house is a mess because the kid is home all by himself. And you're all again. It's going to be a bad reflection on her. And it's not nice. You don't go into somebody's home without giving them advance time to prepare, because the home is a reflection of them. The issue is the bias. The bias. And she has a strong connection to it. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. Gama gever maven, so too the man will understand. Shetzarech l'shtalit l'hashlit seder. Right? Men also understand that this has to be Seder. But least Seder ba'aron ha'svarim. Like, if we don't have Seder when it comes to our bookcases, our svarim, lo yimtzos ha'sefer shu mechapes. It took me 10 years to find the Seder, right? You don't have Seder in your svarim, you're never going to find it. Ulam, zu havana sechlis. But that is not an emotional understanding, that's an intellectual understanding, right? Because we get it. If we don't know where the Seder is, we can't use it. Oh, so therefore, you have to categorize and categorize your svarim. This is where the Rishonim go, this is where the Chumash goes, this is where the Halacha Sfarim go, and so on and so on. This is where the Parashah Sfarim go, this is where the obscure Sfarim that Sam would learn goes. You know, that's the way you have to have your Sfarim shrink all set up. This is where Uncle Jesse keeps his stuff. V'itache, it's possible, Shasechel Omerlo, Shebemikrezet Sarach Levatel HaSeder. Sometimes you tell yourself that, okay, intellectually it doesn't pay to make organization. I give a beautiful example. Navi Dugma Mechai Yom Yom. So the guy doesn't like to learn the base medrash. He likes to learn in his house. They don't have a study in his house, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, right? This is a very normal case. He's learning in the dining room. He wants to mechadish something in Torah. Mosi svarim min ha'aron. So he goes to the shrunk, and he takes out tons and tons of svarim. Right? This is his chalut. Ad shem esasefes al ha'shulchan harim eshul svarim. So on the table, he's got like a bundle of svarim, right? It's piled up to the shemai. Kasher pano leches al ha'koil. So now it's time to go learn in the base medrash. His wife asks nicely, do me a favor, before you go to yeshiva, go put the svarim away in the shrunk. So what does the husband say? What's the point? Right, the husband tries to tell her, she's a bittul Torah. Why? What's going to happen when he comes home at night? He's going to have to take svarim in the arm. He's going to take all the svarim out of the shrunk again. It's like, why make the bed in the morning? You're going to get back into it at night. Right? You ever wonder, like, what's the point of making your bed if you're just going to get back in? It's going to cool. So here also, what's the point of putting all the svarim away? That you're going to come home, you're going to have to go through the whole rigmaroles again. Ulam ha'ishim v'akeshim. Nevertheless, his wife asked him, ki b'cholzos, lo yashir z'ashulch, shebecheder bilti mesuder. Don't leave the room not in order. So this is no longer an intellectual concept, because all the svarim he needs are right there in front of him. This becomes an emotional idea. The Baal says, I can't understand this. She's causing me all of the bittul zman. I'm going to go back and retrace all my svarim that I had earlier. This whole request just seems like causing me all this extra work. But on the other hand, right, so that's one, right? So it's like every time you have a story, a machlekes, a husband and wife, there's always three stories. There's his version, her version, and the version. Right, so what his version is, this is a waste of time. Meidach, he's on the other side, ishto ro b'siru. What does the wife see? So she says, clean up, and he gives a look. That look is a bad look. She'en hu nosa imo ba'ol. He's not understanding where she's coming from. Remember this four? No. You have to understand, in order to be a Baal Chesed to the other, you have to understand where they're coming from. The husband is not recognizing the point in which she's asking him to make the area Beseder. She thinks, you know, he thinks, It's causing me all this tircha. So that little stare down, so to speak, is going to cause potentially a machlokas because he's not empathizing. He's not walking a mile in her shoes. Hido egas l'seder v'nikayim v'yofi v'bayis. She's worried about the home looking nice and proper. Who mezalzel was that? On that which is what a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave her the connection to, he's mezalzel. So he's mezalzel in the connection that she has to the house. That's terrible. That's not recognizing where the other person's coming from. So then you have a little bit of a debate. And what's it all dependent upon? Because each one is not understanding where the other one is coming from. I'm not saying each one should be mevater, but once you recognize it, it's not an unreasonable request of the woman to ask the man to put away his farm. And it's not unreasonable for the man to ask of the woman to leave his farm out. Each one, and I'm not saying who's right, but each one is coming with their own, you know, their own perspective on the whole maisa. It's fascinating. Machmas hashinu shebetchunas kol achadim. Ala bayis ladash. But the husband should know. Ki seder v'niyakun sorah gadol anafsha isha. But it's not just a yetzahara of the woman. It's licked into who she is. She's called the bias, the secretary of the interior. Internal affairs. Well, I keep forgetting the terms I use, right? Domestic. She's in charge of domestic affairs. Lachain, therefore, lo yunas l'asper lo'ayal de'achal sichlios. The husband shouldn't try to convince her logically. Mm-hmm. When you talk logic to an emotion, it's going nowhere. Right? Shat sedakimo. He might be right. It's going to cause a lot of time. But what he has to do is understand her emotional aspect. And take into account her emotions. That's the way it goes in all of these debates. Yeshatev gam es nekudas hergesh, to understand the emotion. Kadesh gam regesh haisha yizbaras, in order that the woman's emotion should be satisfied. You know, it's like that video. You know, it's not about the nail. You think about that, right? You ever see the video, it's not about the nail? Well, if you haven't seen it, go home and Google it. It's not about the nail. It's a 2-minute video. Essentially, it's a little different. The reason why it's different is because the nail is a stupid thing. Meaning, the seder of the house was given to her. But
could people view that? Meaning, you view the same
one? Yes, but the nail really has no significance. I'll explain. Let me say the marshal first. The nail is like this. There's a video where the woman is complaining to her husband. Her husband, I don't know if it's her husband, and she's complaining that she's suffering from headaches and pain, and all of her sweaters are getting snagged all the time, and then the video zooms in on her and she has a nail sticking out of her head, right? And the husband is looking at her and saying, well, if you would just take the nail out of your head, you would feel. She looks at him and she goes, it's not about the nail. Meaning she didn't want to discuss it in an intellectual way. She was discussing it in an emotional way. And then the husband then shifts gears and then starts saying, and starts empathizing with her and all of her pain. And he goes, how it must be difficult. And then she's satisfied. And then at the end, they bump heads. And if you would just take out the nail and then stop it. The reason why so you see that they're talking different languages. The husband's talking an intellectual discussion. She's talking emotional. The reason why that's not this, it's not exactly in parallel, is because when a woman does, the woman in the home, that is where her sfias rotzen, that is where her satisfaction is coming from, and that's legitimate. The nail is illegitimate. Meaning just, she, again, take out the nail and you'll be fine. But when you're talking about the home, it's legitimate. What? But it's never about the nail. It's all right. Right. It's a, right. Maybe. It's a, no, just take out the nail. Anyway. So that's what's going on here. What's that? Yeah, this is men are from Mars, women are from Venus, 101, right? Nuchalo mozos medivre chazal. Chazal zokt Shabbos chav gimel abeiz debisuhu de Rabbi Yosef hu mesacheres hu madlikas bo. So what happened? The wife, but here she's called the debisuhu, the bias, but the wife of Rabbi Yosef, she used to light candles late. What does that mean? Rashi says there, samach lecha sheikh. Close to dark, right? So it's not such a good thing. So what should he have told her? What would you tell her? Hikdimu lahadlik, light earlier. That's an intellectual discussion. Kedei shlo tavo l'safi chilu Shabbos, so you don't come to chilu Shabbos. B'miyuchin b'yomim mahem, k'shadai lo yomori shos, especially in those days where they didn't have clocks. I don't know what that Yiddish word is, ziggurus. What's a ziggurus? I guess it's some sort of watch, right? So b'tzvada yafshul l'tos b'yomun. Could you imagine making a mistake on a cloudy day? It's getting close to Shkia, and all of a sudden the woman is lighting when? So close. So you tell her, light earlier.
No.
Zehi Titus Sichlis. That is an intellectual argument. Amar Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi says, Tanya, Zakdin Abraisa, La Yamish Amada Anan Yomam Va Amada Esh Laila. The Pasuk says that the cloud rested at that Lo Yamish Amid Ha'anan Yomam the Amid Ha'esh Laila. It wasn't that the night that the column of fire and the column of clouds were there by day and night. What does it teach us? Melamish Amid Ha'anan Mashlim La Amid Ha'esh. They kind of like intersected the two. They didn't like, it wasn't like one stopped, the other came, but there was an intersection between the two. V'Amid Ha'esh Mashlim La Amid Ha'anan. Rashi says, Kray Yaseiruhu Lahach Drasha She'a Amid Ha'esh Ba Kodem, that the fire came before there was a shki of the Amar Anam. Alma Orach Ara Habachi. I mean, he was teaching her a lesson. You can't wait till the last minute. But he wasn't saying it in a way that you shouldn't do this. He was teaching her from the Torah, from the Psukim, what the concepts are. The Rasa Liishto, Hidgish of Yosef, Taita Shal Regish. He was giving her an emotional discussion. Kevich Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael Kachim Yisrael. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu acted in this way with Klal Yisrael, that he didn't wait till the last minute with the Eish, with the fire, until it got completely dark. No, shiktim leher is amar eish kodem red this alayla. Before it got night, he put the fire. Then shiktim la right. Therefore, im kein derech eretz. That must be the proper way to behave. Shemitocha karas hatov gam anaknu nisach. That through gratitude, we should also act in a similar fashion. Zui dugmas mitzuyanas letzvakeich derech nachanisha. This is a great way to deal with a wife. Meaning, don't say you should do this, but rather, and again, any spouse, again, husband, this is the way it goes. That the fire comes before the cloud, and the fire, and therefore the other person has to come to their own conclusion. I mean, this is just communication 101 in general. Everybody struggles with this, but John Gottman, who's the biggest expert in this stuff, always talks about you never say you, because if you say you, what's the person's automatic reaction going to be? 9 out of 10 times, if I say you have to do this, the other person always becomes defensive. Today, you know, just in general, just how do you get? Today, I had a meeting with somebody, and I wanted to try to get them to improve their behavior. And this is, you're already going and saying, no way it's going to work. So, you know, I had all the list of behaviors you needed to improve. So, like, I could have given them a checklist of what you need to get better. Here you go, check off. This is how you get better. You know, that doesn't work that way. So, I spoke to, before I spoke with the person, I spoke with a lot of people, and finally I came up with the nusach. I said, how could I help you? I don't want to give away what I was talking about, but how could I help you in your job do better, right? So now all of a sudden, I've gone from somebody who is telling the other person intellectually what they're doing wrong, but as opposed to I'm on their team, how could I help you, how could we get there, it wasn't confrontational. So I think here that's a little bit of what's going on as well. So, you know, now we're going to have the greatest person in that job of all time, and everything's going to be better in the world. Anyway, so back to our here. Habal Hatsayir. So a young married man, I think old married man also, Tzorech L'Kabel Lovus HaSidre HaBayis, they have to accept upon themselves the Seder HaBayis, the organization of the home. Hein Masha Nogei L'Seder V'Nikayun, order and cleanliness, Hein Masha Nogei L'Zamnei HaSudas, also when it comes to times of meals. Lo Rak B'Havana, not just intellectually, Ad Kamad V'Rama Chashum B'Nei Ishta, how important they are for the wife. Eli Yesrak, more than that, Gam B'Haracha, also the value of it. Ha'isha She Beso, K'mayim Rabbi Yosei, Kol Masha Terech B'Hayis, the woman who's called the house, whatever she works in the home, she's not doing it for herself. She's doing it for you. Stuff which in your eyes is not important. So in your eyes, it's not that important. What you eat for dinner is not that important as long as you get fed. But it's important that you recognize that somebody else is putting time into this. Now this is such an important line, which everybody's messed up, but we'll get to in a moment. He has to value them. Kerehi also lamano, because she's doing it for him. Kedehu shpalabayis yimtze bayis yafe umasuder gam sarich lahatzis lo lahargish ad kamu marachzos. A man must recognize that this is something valuable. If you see a change in your home, right? So, let's say there is a change in the home. So we could just keep moving, or we could say, oh look, you have to point it out, right? Because it is valuable to the other person. So now all of a sudden, oh look, that's a new. Wallpaper, right? I don't know. So sometimes you don't notice these things. But like, you have to pay attention to the detail of the home because it is important. And we go back to the Sforno. When you look at the Ani, the way to give chesed to the Ani is by recognizing where it's coming from. You have to recognize what's valuable to the other person. Lo tamid zekal. It's not easy. Lemisha Adlif Ne Zman Katsu Yabach Yeshiva. You're a Bachar in Yeshiva, I don't want to know what half the dorm rooms look like. Right? You know? I'll tell you a story later. Ashachaila Atzma Vachol Inyan Shal Seder Enim Chashuv Enim. A Bachar in Yeshiva, the last thing he cares about is the Seder of his dorm room. Right? I don't know about your dorm rooms, I know my dorm room looked like. My roommate's father was a professor in YU. So he used to stop by at our dorm room from time to time. So back in the day, we used to get the newspapers. There was no such thing as the internet. But we never threw out the newspaper. So if you could imagine, it just kind of piled up. And he walked in and goes, what is this, a bunch of homeless people living here? You know, it was embarrassing, I guess, now. But Bachram don't, you know, that's the nature. You have to start to take note of this. Pay attention to the home. And we'll do this last paragraph, and then we'll call it a day. This is the mistake that young married men make. The mistake. Right? Everybody's made this, and hopefully you don't make this mistake anymore. And if somebody's listening online and they hear this, I saved you. If your wife asks you, how should we arrange the house? Should I put the milchik drawers here, the fleishik drawers here? Should we put the kelim, the vessels by the southern wall, or in the western wall of the kitchen? This is what you don't say. Al yomar la bishvili zelo chashuv. I don't really care. Tasi kifi ashat rotsa. You think you're being the nicest guy in the world? I don't really care. Do whatever you want, right? So you're being magnanimous. You're being like a hero. You do whatever you want. It's all up to you, right? Ki bezehu pogeyaba. So that you're saying to her, what you value, I don't. That's her values don't mean anything to you. You should never do that to anybody. You're going to have kids. I wrote here as a note here. Kids also. When it comes to chinuch, your kid's truck, when he's a four-year-old and he's playing with it, that truck has the same value as your car. So if you bash or say that the stupidity of the truck, I make this mistake, this is my number one, not my number, I make a lot of mistakes, but when I talk to kids, and sometimes they the stupid fantasy team you have, that's a stupid thing to say. Because to them, their fantasy teams are the most important thing in the world. Now, I don't really care about it, but you can't say that. Because when you're saying that, you're saying to the person, what you value, I don't value. And then, why should they care about what I care about? And I'm not saying you should care about it because if I care about them, they're going to care about me. Because if you really care about people, you care what's important to them. So if I say to them, the stupid fill in the line or whatever your 6-year-old, 8-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old has, then I'm not valuing them. So if your wife comes, where should I put X, Y, and Z? Take a minute to think about it. Now, again, ultimately nobody really cares what you have to say. That's not the point. The point isn't your opinion, but the point is you have to take, if it matters to somebody else, it should matter to you. Since this is very chashuv to her, and I'll say, because for her, the organization of the home is very chashuv. That fulfills her ratzon. That fulfills her ratzon. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu made her. It's not her fault. Other Rabbah. It's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. For him, he doesn't care. Let's say she puts out new flowers or she puts up a new picture and he doesn't see it. Listen to the line he says. This is, you're causing her pain. If a woman goes out of her way to make the house look nice and you don't notice it, you are causing her pain. Mm-hmm. A woman likes to dress properly. Comes from her emotional aspect. She does it for her husband. So she appears nice in her eyes. Therefore, he wants her husband to really focus on this. Kasher lovesha simla chadasha. Like she's wearing a new something. So maybe we said, no, you got to point it out. It's part of who we are. And I think that this, again, I always like to, chinuch is the same thing. If your kids come home with a new knapsack or whatever it is, especially your daughters, right? This is valuable. So you got to take time, pause, reflect, and comment on it. Comments are good. It doesn't mean that you're being nosy, like, I don't know, whatever it is. Or if they get a new thing in their hair, with a pigtail, ponytails, whatever it is. That part of what chinuch is about, and part of what is that noticing what the other has, that it's chashuv, and being receptive of it. Because if you do that, you mekayim that sforno we spoke about last week, which is that the ani is with you. And what does that mean, the ani with you? It means that you're recognizing the ani, not the ani, the person who needs your chesed, and you're recognizing who they truly are. All right, Zayin is looking strong.